Hey everyone, welcome to the Bethlehem Wildcast. This is going to be the podcast for the week of February the 25th through March 1st. We have a great show ahead, so stick around, Wildcats.
Hello, Wildcats. This is Lane.
Anna.
And Haley with this week's news.
Hey there, Wildcats. This is Bethlehem's local news. This is episode 16 of our podcast. This week we'll be talking about the culinary trip, scholarships, and many more. Stay tuned in for after the weather report. So like usual, first off with our news, here is Anna with Bethlehem's local weather report. Anna.
Friday, February the 20th, partly cloudy with a high of 82 and a low of 62. Saturday, February the 23rd. Partly cloudy with a high of 80 and a low of 60. Sunday, February the 24th, thunderstorms with a high of 37 and a low of 53. Monday, February the 24th, showers with a high of 69 and a low of 57.
That is all for our weather report. This weather data was accurate as of February 20th, 2019. Now, to start off with our news. The Pro Start trip will be February 28th through March 4th. All the three teams will be competing in Orlando, Florida. If you want to attend, it will be greatly appreciated. Good luck to our culinary teams.
March 1st and 2nd will be Heritage Festival. It will be an in-school event, and the cost of admission will be free. Yearbooks will be on sale Monday, February 25th, and will be on sale for $45 till March 5th.
Scholarships for seniors are here. Go up to the office and see Ms. Bailey for more details, seniors. Senior recognition pages for the yearbook must be turned in by Friday, March 1st. Notes were mailed home. Now with our news segment, Around the World News. Let's get to it. Now with national news. The United States has a winter blast that has impacted 200 million people around the Washington area. 1,100 flights have already been canceled. And the lowest it is getting is -3 degrees. It is very cold down there. I sure wouldn't want to be down there. That's been your Around the World News. Thank you for tuning in to Bethlehem's This Week's News. This has been Lane.
Anna.
And Haley with This Week's News. We hope you have an amazing weekend, Wildcats.
And up next, sports. Goodbye.
Welcome to BSPN. I'm Dane.
I'm Lexi.
And I'm Nathan.
First off, we have varsity basketball. The boys' season came to an end with a loss against Paxton in the second round of the district's 33-60.
The guys' baseball team played against Rocky Bayou and lost 3-4, and then played against Emmanuel and lost 3-6.
In world sports, All-Star Weekend for the NBA was this past weekend. The skills challenge was won by Jason Tatum. The three-point challenge was won by Joe Harris. And the dunk competition was won by Hamadou Diallo. And that's your sports, Wildcats.
Rich is just a really, really, really good guy. The term good egg isn't enough to describe him. He's also certified organic and free range. Rich puts the cap back on everything. The toothpaste, the olive oil, the shampoo, everything. He lets his 10-year-old nephew beat him at virtual tennis, even though he can straight-up slay his 10-year-old nephew in virtual tennis. When the toilet paper is running low, Rich replaces the roll on the actual holder, not just on the back of the toilet. Rich is texting and driving. Rich? No. What are you doing, Rich? I was just telling everyone how great you are. Texting and driving makes good people look bad. Visit StopTextStopWrecks.org. A public service announcement brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
What's up, Wildcats? Welcome back to
Funky Factoids
with Haley and Faith. Now, in today's society, color is everything, and guess what? Disney is full of color. Today's facts are about Disney. Did you know that Simba in Swahili means lion? Baloo also means bear in Hindi.
Did you know that Sully from Monsters, Inc. has 2.3 million individuals' hair that the animators took time to construct them individually?
Did you know that Wally was named after Walter Elias Disney?
Did you know that the sorcerer in Fantasia is called Yen Sid, which spells Disney if said backwards? Did you know that Boo's real name in Monsters, Inc. is Mary, named after her voice actress Mary Gibbs? You can see it in a drawing in her room.
Did you know that we are all out of facts today, folks? You can find all of this interesting information at EmpireOnline.com. Tune in next week for
Funky Factoids!
Hey everyone, it's Alex and
Haley here
with our segment of Voyage Through History. Now let's get this voyage back on the path with
February 25th, 1836, inventor Samuel Colt patents his revolver. 1862, Captain William Driver flies Old Glory over Union troops enter Nashville. February 26th, 1846, frontiersman and showman William Frederick Buffalo Bill Cody is born near LeClaire, Iowa. In 1919, the Grand Canyon becomes a national park.
February 27, 1951, the 22nd Amendment limiting presidents of two terms is ratified. 1991, President George H.W. Bush announces the end of the Persian Gulf War.
February 28, 1827, the Baltimore and Ohio Railroad, the first commercial railroad in the United States to carry passengers and freight, is incorporated. 1932, the last Ford Model A, the successor to the Model T, rolls off the factory line.
March 1, 1781, the Articles of Confederation go into effect. 1803, Ohio becomes the 17th state. By the way, you can find all of this interesting information in the American Patriots Almanac by William Bennett and John Cribb.
Thanks, ladies and gentlemen, for tuning in to A Voyage Through History, but sadly, our voyage has come to a halt. See you next time.
All right, everyone, that's going to be the podcast for this week. I'm Dane, signing off for all of us here at the Bethlehem Wildcast, and we'll see you guys next week. Thank you.